Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, we're still evaluating all our options, so lots of due diligence, lots of conversations. But we're, you know, still going through the process.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand the goal is to come up with the best experience we can for our fans. And yet it still has to make sense financially. And so the balancing those two things is something we're working carefully on and putting a tremendous amount of effort into.
Dee and then Jimmy Haslam, owners of the Cleveland Browns and better known as the Haslam Sports Group, talking at the NFL owners meeting about the stadium issue and basically came out and said, look, we're either going to renovate downtown or we're moving out to Burke Park and we're going to put a dome out there. And I got no problem with it.
They basically, Andy, are, and good for them, it's business. They're dangling 176 acres in front of the city of Cleveland saying, what do you have in mind, folks? What do you have in mind? We know what we can do right here. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why even thinking about renovating the old place is even an option.
It shouldn't be.
The only thing I can think of is build a new open-air stadium downtown somewhere else.
And then you're talking about playing somewhere else again.
How much was Buffalo's?
$1.7
billion.
Build
a whole brand-new stadium.
And it's outdoor.
For Buffalo, and it's outdoor.
And by the way, do we call them the Orchard Park Bills?
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
We don't call them the Foxborough Patriots.
No. And by the way, they probably should be the Providence Patriots before they should be Boston.
Exactly.
Because it's closer to Providence than it is Boston.
Right. And that's all valid. If you must have it in the city of Cleveland, well, then spend $1.7 billion like they're doing in Buffalo and build a new open-air stadium somewhere else in the city of Cleveland. Do not put $1 billion into the old stadium. I mean, am I the only person who thinks that?
No, I think exactly the same.
That's preposterous.
Again, if you're going to, if you want to stay in that stadium, you're going to lose a team for a year. You're going to. That's like, we watched this with the Chicago Bears. We saw exactly what happened to Chicago. Chicago decided they wanted to land a spaceship inside a Soldier Field. So they said, okay, we're going to move to Illinois, University of Illinois, and now we're going to go play there for a season. And I remember being down there, and they did add a lot of seats in Champaign because I watched Ohio State play that year against Illinois. By the way, their first ever overtime win was that year, year that the Bears were down there. Ohio State's first ever overtime win.
How about that?
I think about that, and I'm like, I don't want to lose. And by the way, if you're the Haslams, okay, let's say you do need a temporary home for a year, where are you going? I can tell you where I would go if I was the Haslams.
Straight down 77, Andy.
Jeff, I can tell you where I would go.
Going to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium.
Well, they do have the facilities, obviously, to host.
It's ready for football. It's ready to televise football. Don't say Columbus in a soccer stadium.
I'm saying I own a stadium in Columbus, or I'm part, you know, I have a stadium down there already. I'm not talking about going to the Shoe, folks, for $100,000. I'm talking about playing in a soccer-specific stadium for a year that they probably have parking. They probably have all that other stuff for. So let's take a couple phone calls. Craig is in Northfield. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, man?
All right. Love the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I got a different perspective. I'm a season ticket holder for 47 years. Wow. I'm a little older. And to throw around $1 billion to get the shiny penny doesn't, it's not worth it. I mean, we got to, I walk into the stadium, I tailgate every week with my family, and we walk into the stadium and we watch the Browns game. We don't care really. We get a beer and we watch the Browns game. It doesn't need to be about the shiny penny. It just needs to be functional and
structurally sound, right? And structurally sound. Is that what something, a word you would use or words you would use? The stadium needs to be structurally sound, safe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because that's one of the issues they're having right now. Is they're questioning whether the stadium is structurally sound.
Well, shore that up. That can't be that much. It's not a billion.
If they've got to get into the footers and start doing stuff like that, yeah. I mean, because they're talking about part of the reconstruction would be a service level underneath what would be the south side of the stands. And by the way, Craig, are you good going somewhere else for a year to go watch them play?
Or two.
Or two.
I'll go wherever the Browns go, damn it.
Okay, Craig, thank you. Good job. Kevin, what's up, Kev? Kev's in Cuyahoga Falls, home of the world famous Cuyahoga Falls Orchestra. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Jeff, for that one. Hey, yeah, how about the Paradise Raiders, or how about the Santa Clara 49ers, which is, that's like an hour away if you've ever been out there. I mean, you're not even remotely close to San Francisco, by the way, when you're out there. I don't know if you've ever been there or not. But
oh, yeah, it's a million miles away. Feels like
it's a freaking hike. Hey, I 3 points, I think. A lot of people are talking about Burke. Give it up. Stop it. It's not going to be built in Burke. We need Burke, by the way. We have to have Burke. It's
why?
A requirement.
I'm just curious. Okay. Why? Why?
Isn't it a defense thing, Kevin? I've always heard that.
No, that's not what it is. If we want to host, so when we make presentations, well, and the team makes presentations for special events like All-Stars and things like that, basketball, anything like that, mm-hmm. One of the things that's always in that presentation is Burke, because whether you like it or not, the big money guys want that private airport. They want to land in downtown, and they want a 5-minute limo ride to the event. It has to be in there.
As confused to the 7-minute limo ride from Cuyahoga?
I'm just telling you, Andy, I've had my eyes on those proposals. I know I've seen them, and it's in there, and it's like the cherry on top of the whipped cream, and the partners and the guys, you know, the big money guys like to see that, because they get to use their private jet, they get to fly into that airport, they're right in downtown. They love that. I mean, it is a plus when we make proposals for like All-Star games and things like that. It really is. It's a plus for us. So If you ever want a big event from an NFL or an NBA or Major League Baseball, Burke is going to stay, and it's going to be part of the proposal. It just is. So, I mean, you're not going to get rid of that.
Okay.
The other thing is, yeah, like we talked about already, you travel around. There's so many stadiums, not even in a downtown, so it's ridiculous. And by the way, the reason a lot of those stadiums are outside of the downtown is because it's so much easier from traffic perspective to get in and out of those stadiums. I mean, Arlington is a great example. It's easy to get in and out of Arlington. If you had that thing in downtown Dallas, it would be a nightmare to get in and out of there. Same thing with San Francisco. If it was in downtown San Fran, it would be a nightmare to get in and out of there. So I have no problem with them moving just a little bit out of the downtown. None whatsoever. And, I mean, that's totally fine. And Andy, I agree with you. You're basically still in Cleveland, so what the heck? What's the problem? You
that's
know
what I mean? Say. We're not changing them to the Brooke Park Browns, okay? Can we?
Right, let's exactly.
Stop. Thank you.
And
Kevin,
then my last point is, yes. We're old enough to remember the old stadium. Mm-hmm. Come on, really? You know what our fan enhancement experience was? Because we won games. That was it. End of story. We didn't have anything other than we won games.
And we liked it.
We had big troughs, too. Big troughs.
Careful.
Ooh.
Can't
careful.
Go too far in this, but careful. We had troughs there, too. So. Okay.
Yeah, the bathroom situation was less than pleasant. But
this
guess
is true.
What? We still went there, and we still watched our
And
friends.
We still cheered. That's right. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep. And you were still able to use a facility. Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
And we loved it.
And we loved it. And we're good. So give the afternoon and morning show something to rip
on. Do you
on
think us. The city could come up with another idea that would make the Haslams not think about Brooke Park and not think about not think about their two options that they threw out.
The mill?
Well, do you think the city the city could do it? I mean, you and I can sit here and throw out, you know, spots
I got to tell you, I thought it was
But could the city do it?
The silliest one was the Channel 3 FBI building over there. Like, that to me, just, I was like,
Tearing down perfectly good facilities?
Yeah, why are we kind of trying to squeeze this into this little box over here? That didn't make a whole lot of sense. No, there is land.
But there's a lot of space over on that side of town.
You got the same problem with trying to get in and out of the city. I'm telling you, there's nothing worse than trying to get to the stadium on game day.
I just think there's a third option that's missing in these talks.
Okay.
And you know, the Haslams threw out, we're thinking of two things, 176 acres in Brook Park or renovating the old place. Well, how about building a new open-air facility somewhere in the city of Cleveland? If everybody's gung-ho about that.
Dan, what's the latest on the soccer stadium that's supposed to come in here, too? We're talking about two stadiums, too, by the way.
I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head, besides that they've thrown out renderings and general ideas.
Do you know where that was supposed to be? On the other side of the freeway from the ballpark, right?
I think it's on the other side of the ballpark.
Yeah, I still think that, maybe you got to move the post office or you got to move some stuff over there by the mill.
They said the post office isn't big enough.
That land over there isn't big enough?
Orange Avenue stuff.
So, I mean, that might be another place. I unless you want to start moving onto the east side of town or west side of town, there might be some open land. Do you think the clinic is going to start giving up land? Opportunity corridor. You want to put it over there?
Land. Well, there's plenty of open land over on off of Opportunity Corridor.
Yeah, enough for a stadium though. Are you looking at traffic?
You apparently 176 acres will get it done. So I'm sure you can find 176 acres somewhere.
We were talking about this on the way in. That Opportunity Corridor is probably one of the most brilliant things that this city has done in decades. Just that the thought of having that and the ability to get to the east side without having a trillion lights from downtown or getting from the east side downtown has just been, I don't know. To me, that's one of the smartest things we've ever done.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to Doug and Shaker. Hi, Doug.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call, you guys.
Hey.
Hi, Doug.
Well, listen, I want to tell you, they're going to be building a new stadium. And this is a little inside information that nobody really knows about.
Here we go.
When they built that stadium and they built the frame, there's rivets that go inside those steels. Now, the rivets that they sent were supposed to be held, the 3.8 magnitude earthquake. Mm-hmm. They sent the wrong rivets. Not that it's not safe, but they didn't have time to make them, and they were sent the wrong ones. And that's the truth. And this, you can look into the city on that, and that's another bug that's
Doug, aren't the footers, help me with this, aren't the footers from the original stadium too?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the rivets that go into the steel, they're not the right rivets, and they didn't have time for them to resend the right ones, and that's the truth. That's in documents, and you can check that out, and I'll hang up and listen.
Doug, good stuff, man. That's just like, you know, I went out and I bought something that needed AA batteries, and next thing I know, it was a 9-volt. Can you believe they put 9-volt batteries in that stadium?
Nice.
I could talk. You know, I could talk about this for all 4 hours.
Yeah, oh, we know. I just, oh, we know.
It, the bottom line is, we need something that we can use more than 15 times.
Do you think they
year.
Could build something else in the city of Cleveland somewhere?
Yeah, I do.
See, that's where I think
I don't have a problem with that either.
If the city has anything that you know, if you're they're asking, if the city's fired up about the Brook Park thought,
yeah,
well then present a good option for them.
Hey, here's another one. Hey, city of Cleveland, get your land back. It was your land at one point.
Well,
try to work something out with Brook Park. Does Brook Park want to handle the police services
the
and all those?
The Haslams already have the option for that, Andy, for the 176 acres.
Yeah, the land itself is the Haslams.
But you try and annex it?
Well, they did it once before they flipped the land.
At this point, hey, Brook Park, they're getting ready to put something that would really boost your tax base. We'd like it back.
So come up with some kind of revenue sharing.
Hold on. Here's Brook Park.
What do they say? Hey, Cleveland, where were you when the Ford plant went under? Were you helping us out then? Is that what they're saying? Am I getting too political
possibly?
On this? Am I getting too political?
Yes, you are.
216-474-0092. All right, we'll continue talking about football. There were some rule changes, all kinds of stuff going on. So Chris Ostenheimer is going to join us at noon. Chris Rose at 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.